Now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As I have loved you, said Jesus, so you must love one another. After the heady, exciting entry into Jerusalem, with the crowds waving and cheering, after the days of conflict with the teachers and Pharisees in the temple, Jesus comes to supper with his friends. The Passover is coming, that great feast of liberation for the Jewish people, the core of their very identity, when God freed them from slavery to start their journey to the Promised Land. Now a greater Passover still is coming. Jesus knows he is going to the Father through suffering to bring freedom from sin to all humanity, to promise them eternal life. Gathering to celebrate Passover should be a time of rejoicing, family and close friends together. But in this supper, there is tension and drama. What did the disciples feel? Did they wonder where all this was going? These days of confrontation with the temple authorities seemed a far cry from the peace of Galilee. The narrow, crowded streets of Jerusalem were a world away from the green meadow where Jesus had fed the 5,000. And perhaps because they're tense, they are bickering again. Luke tells us that at this supper, a dispute arose, not for the first time, about who was the greatest. Not the best start to a meal together. But Jesus takes command. It's the job of the most lowly servant to wash the guest's feet. It's symbolic, yes, but it's also unpleasant. Washing off the dirt and smell from dusty streets, bending down to cleanse and wipe bare toes with bunions and corns and hardened skin, and you can't put on airs and graces when your feet are being washed. You have to present the real, flawed, human you. As so often in John's Gospel, when Jesus is at his most human, he is also at his most divine. In this act, which others would do their utmost to avoid having to do, he shows the depth of his love and his kingship. You also should wash one another's feet, he tells them. Sometimes we see attempts to represent that in modern life, remembering this night. Senior clergy perhaps offering commuters a shoe shine as they arrive at the station to get their morning train. But nothing beats that touch of strong, loving hand on exposed, uncovered, vulnerable human flesh. The placing of your deepest self in the hands of another who is working only for your good. Over this strange year, we have seen so much of that dedicated, selfless service of others. The staff in intensive care units turning their patients to keep their COVID-ridden bodies in the best position. Nurses by bedsides taking the place of families in their patients' last moments. And we have learnt the utter importance of physical touch more than ever, because so many have been deprived of it. Judas had his feet washed too. What was going through his mind, knowing that he was about to betray his Lord, knowing that evening that Jesus knew it too, yet Jesus bends to him in humility and love, just as he bends to the others. Before Judas goes out into the night from which he will never return, to do the act so terrible that he can no longer face himself and kills himself afterwards. And all this in the night where Jesus takes the bread and wine, breaks the bread, blesses them both and shares them with his disciples. This is my body. This is my blood. And we too, 2,000 years later, come to this wonderful sacrament instituted in the upper room, just as we are, anxious, knowing our failings and inadequacy, worried about the future, with bumps and bruises of mind and body picked up as we've gone through life, coming just as we are to be cleansed, pardoned, healed, forgiven, and loved by Jesus, who gives his own self, his own life for us. And however great the noise and clamour and anxiety of the world around us, however inadequate we feel, in this wonderful sacrament, we touch the deepest calm and peace of his eternal love, the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding. In times of war, in times of disaster, in times of crisis, in times of pain, on battlefields and on devastated landscapes and at hospital bedside, in homes, in churches small and great, in joy and in sadness, Jesus Christ offers us his own self in bread and wine, as he offered himself in service to his disciples in the upper room. And then he went out into the garden to prepare for the greatest offering of them all. Love one another as he has loved us. Thanks be to God. Amen.